Turn to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. And look in Galatians chapter 3. We've been in Galatians 3 for a little bit. What Paul is doing is addressing these Galatians because he had preached the gospel to them. They got saved, but someone came behind them and turned them unto another gospel, as he said, which is not another. It's a perverted gospel. And as a matter of fact, it so enraged Paul that he wrote down that if anyone does that, preaches another gospel, that they're to be accursed. And so consequently, there are those that are accursed based upon the truth of Paul's gospel and those that don't uphold that truth. So Paul then writes the Galatian letter addressing the problems concerning these Galatians. And in so doing, he uses Abraham as an example concerning justification and things of that nature. And so we wanted to kind of get Paul's writings of Abraham, then visit Abraham where he's writing, and just see what's going on and balance it all out. So let's go from there and look in Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So this whole three verses there, or 6, 7, 8, 9, four verses there is littered with things pertaining to Abraham. Starts in verse 6, even as Abraham believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. So he's using Abraham as an example of Abraham believing God and then Abraham receiving righteousness. Well, let's go visit what he's talking about. Now, I know we've been there, done that, but let's continue to do so and look at it. So it's back in Genesis 15. Paul goes all the way back to Genesis 15 and using Abraham as an example to his people, the Galatians. And so in Genesis 15, verse 4, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir. And that's Eliezer of Damascus in verse 2. But he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted to him for righteousness. So in Galatians chapter 3, verse 6, back there. Now, we're going to be going to Galatians a lot, so hold it, you know, tag it or something for easy reference. We're going to go to Genesis a few times, too. But in Galatians 3, 6, he says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, and he's quoting back there in verse 6, Genesis 15, verse 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted to him for righteousness. Abraham didn't do anything. He didn't do a thing. He didn't sacrifice anything. He didn't give up anything. He believed in the Lord, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now, Abraham receives that righteousness, and what you have then, go back to Galatians 3 and look in verse, we'll reread 6. Even as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So what you have there is we're going to have Abraham here. All right. Abraham has seed, and that seed goes from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. So it goes from Abraham to Isaac and then to Jacob. And so you have the seed there. Now, in verse 7, Galatians 3, verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Well, what we have here is the seed of Abraham. But Paul says, they which be of faith. They which be of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now, why is it said that way? Why is it pronounced that way? Well, look in Romans chapter 4. Paul says almost the same thing here. Let's look in Romans 4. And I want to go there before we go into that faith part of it and show you Abraham's faith. Now, I should have done this before I read verse 7, but hopefully I can make more sense as we go on. In Romans 4, verse 18, who against hope? Now, the who there is Abraham. This is all about Abraham. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither did yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Well, it has to do with faith. In other words, Abraham, when he went into Sarah to fulfill the promise that God made, he was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 years old, and her womb was dead. She could not give birth. But God said, through Sarah, you're going to have your seed will be like the stars up there. And he believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. So it had to do with faith, you see. So he's reflecting back to Genesis 15 again. I said, hold Galatians, go back to Galatians. So what we're looking at in Galatians chapter 3 is Paul reflecting back to Abraham in verse 6. And then in verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So then, you have the seed of Abraham through Sarah, and consequently it goes to Isaac and then Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, so the seed runs through that route. It does not go through Ishmael. It goes through Isaac. And so the seed goes there. Now, Paul makes a pronounced statement about the children of Abraham in verse 7. Look, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now, I want to show you what he's talking about there. With that said, look in Romans chapter 9. Go back to Romans chapter 9. They which be of faith, they are the children of Abraham. Romans 9, look in verse 4. Who are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises? Whose are the fathers? And of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came and is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect. Now watch this. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Well, folks, you cannot miss the fact that the children of Abraham is based upon faith. That's what Paul says in Galatians 3, 7. So then he writes in Romans that they, in verse 7, Romans 9, verse 7, Romans 9, 6. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. They're not all Israel. They're not all the children, he's saying. Well, how can that be? Look back in John chapter 8. Look in John chapter 8. Now, we're going to jump in this whole conversation here that the Lord's having, and just kind of grab what we need. How can it be that they're all of Israel, but they're not all of Israel? So, in John chapter 8, we'll jump into 37. John 8, 37. It's the Lord speaking, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Now watch this as it goes along. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Isn't it interesting? In that verse 38, there's two fathers there, only one is capitalized. And they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Small f, very important. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Now watch this. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father you'll do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. But he speaketh a lie. He speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. Now it's interesting to note in verse 37, I know that you are Abraham's seed. Were the people he was talking to Abraham's seed? Absolutely. Remember, Abraham, through Sarah, came forth the seed. Okay? So he's addressing the seed. However, they go forth to kill him, and he says, ye are of your father, the devil. They claim that Abraham was their father. But he said, in essence, no, Abraham's not your father. You are of your father, the devil. Then what does that make these people? What does that make them? Look in Hebrews, look over in Hebrews, and look in Hebrews chapter 12. In Hebrews 12, verse 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Then who are these seed of Abraham's that he's addressing in John? They're bastards. That means they don't have the Father of Jesus Christ. Why? They are not of the faith. They don't have the faith of Abraham. Not all Israel is of Israel, even though they're of the seed. Turn to Philippians and look in Philippians. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. I'm going to trip you up. Philippians chapter 3. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh. Verse 4. Philippians 3, 4. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the children of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, is touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Who caught the error? Bonnie did.
Well, I thought you were just misreading it. That was a purposely
big. I even told you before I did it I was going to trick you up. Marshall, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right. We're going to put some of the medication.
So what did I do?
You made the children instead of stock.
Of the stock of Israel. In other words, everybody from Abraham's loin through Sarah was the stock. But not all the stock were the children. Why? Faith. Faith. Paul did not have faith when he was Saul. So he was of the stock of Israel. All Israel is not of Israel. He was by lineage. He was by birth in the genetic passing down of reproduction. He was from Abraham. But as far as God's concerned, the true measure of an individual being of Abraham's children was based upon faith. That's why the Lord said, yeah, you're Abraham's children, but you're of your father the devil. They're not of the children of faith. There's a difference. So out of the population of Israel in that seed, only the ones of faith are considered the children of Abraham. The children of Abraham. You had a lot, millions of Jews from Abraham during the days of Jesus Christ. But only the ones of faith were considered the children of Abraham. That's why I misread Philippians, because he doesn't say the child. Matter of fact, well, let's turn there. Let's look in Acts. Turn over to Acts. Look in Acts chapter 13, verse 26. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham. Boy, that word stock shows up because it's a group of people gathered there from Abraham, but they weren't considered part of the children of Abraham. And to finalize this, we turn back to Galatians 3. Back to Galatians 3, verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So the children of Abraham is not based upon a birthright from Abraham. It's based upon the faith of that individual that's of the stock of Abraham. So there in Galatians 3, let's continue on. Now what we've seen in verses 6 and 7, Galatians 3, verses 6 and 7, he's dealing with Abraham and the seed. Now, we're going to go to Galatians 3, and we're going to deal with verses 8 and 9. Verse 8, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, what?
Don't listen.
Don't shut up.
We're going to have a throwdown right here.
He's a little.
He's a little. Yeah, that ain't going nowhere, right?
I'm of faith.
Yeah, you're of faith. All right, verse 8. And the scripture, I like the way this is written. And the scripture foreseeing. It gives your Bible life because it can see. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So, Paul is going back to Abraham again in verse 8, but now he's going to another portion of Abraham's life when he says in verse 8, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So, where does that come about? Hold Galatians and turn to Genesis 12. In Galatians 12, Genesis 12, now watch, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation. Genesis 15, that's what he was going to promise him. And I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So it's through Abraham that all families of the earth be blessed. Now someone challenged challenged me on this thing because I read that and they said, well, you're saying all nations will be blessed. Well, families and nations are the same. How do I know? Go back to Galatians 3, verse 8. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So the families and the nations are one and the same. They're used as family in Genesis 12. They're used as nations in Galatians 3. But nonetheless, now Paul is using Abraham before in verses 6 and 7 concerning the seed of Abraham. Now he's talking about Abraham. He's talking about the seed, but now Paul is addressing it because it concerns the nations. The nations. And so, consequently, he's addressing the nations there, and he's dealing with, once again, Abraham and his seed. So then, I know that in Genesis chapter 12, nations had hope of being blessed of God if they bless the seed of Abraham. That's all they had to do was bless the seed of Abraham. The end result is that God would bless those nations. If they curse that seed, simple. They were cursed. And Paul is going back to this, showing them that the Gentiles who are at Galatia are justified based upon that promise of Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. We're in the body of Christ at this time. Over here, not in Genesis 12, but what's on the board. The body of Christ. Paul is using an account with Abraham in Genesis 12 that there are heathen that could be justified based upon the nations blessing Israel of Genesis 12. I'll bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth me. So then, it's through that faithful seed that the heathen would wind up getting saved and they're part of the body of Christ. And the seed of Abraham that had faith, which is the gospel, that's the faith that Paul preached. That was a faith he once destroyed. Now he's preaching. So when he goes to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, he's in there with the stock of Israel. They're all from the loins of Abraham, but it's until they trust in the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, then do they become the children of Abraham. Galatians 3, verse what? 8 or 7, rather. They become the seed of Abraham. So, he's addressing two things there. He's addressing in Galatians 3, 6, and 7, the seed of Abraham. Galatians 3, verse 8 and 9, the nations. God covered the whole world with Abraham. Pretty cool situation. So, with that said, where do we want to go now? Look in Galatians 3, all right? But we want to go further on. This is where it's going to become sticky as glue, but we'll see what we can do. Galatians 3, go to verse 23. See if I can work this out. Verse 23, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Now, what faith is that in verse 23, by the way? Say it. You know it.
Abraham's faith.
Well, you know, it's more specific.
Faith of Christ.
Faith of Christ. I skip verse 22. But the scripture concluded all under sin that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ. So in verse 23, but before faith came, Christ, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. And we know it's a faith of Christ. Now, what is really missing today by teachers and preachers is the basic, fundamental, elementary ability to understand writing. I don't mean that I've got a corner market on it, but it's just basic, fundamental understanding that you've got to have. I'll show you what I mean. Verse 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law. We were kept under the law. Who is the we? We is plural. We know that. Who's the we? Most preachers that's going to preach this is going to say, yeah, you were kept under the law. I want to know who the we is. Thank you. Well, for the people listening to this, turn back. We were there. It was revealed earlier. Look in Romans chapter 9. I don't like this. It's like a study. It's like I'm back in school. If I wanted this, I would go back to school. I want to play. I want you to tell me what Jesus can give to me tonight. Romans chapter 9. We were kept under the law. Who's the we? Verse 4. Who are Israelites? So we know who he's talking about. To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the what? So when you go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 23, but before faith came, we were kept under the law. Who is the we? Israel, Jews were kept under the law. So when he's writing Galatians, who is he writing to? I know it's Galatians, but who? Like a letter. He's writing to Jews at Galatia. He's not writing to you and me. He's not writing to the Gentile world. He's writing to Jews at Galatia. Therefore, you have to read it with that context and understanding. We have been told all these years, but before faith came, we were kept under the law. Folks, you were under the law before Jesus Christ came. No, you weren't. You was this bunch right here. You were the nations. Your lineage that goes back that far back was of the nations. You weren't this. Who did the law? Who was it given to, according to Romans 9? Yeah. To whom pertaineth the law, the giving of the law? The Israelites. They had the oracles of God. They were given the law. It's not the nations. So when I read this, I can't go, we were kept under the law, people. And nobody could be justified by the law. You weren't kept under the law. You weren't even given the law. The nations were not. So when he's writing this, he's writing it to Jews. So think about that whenever you see we or us further down. Verse 24. Wherefore the law was our. Who is that? Schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. That we, there's the we again, might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now where the wagon hits a pothole is coming up. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And here it is. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Who is he writing to? Still writing, focus point to the Jew. Verse 29. And if ye, who is that? If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Folks, it works. If you jump out of the beginning of it as to who he's writing to and then include a bunch of people he's not addressing, then you've got confusion. You got people today going, well, we were under the schoolmaster and no one was justified under that. No, we weren't. Stop it. Basic, fundamental understanding of reading English. It's not difficult. So he tells them, because there are heathen, there are Gentiles that got saved with these Galatians, Jew and Gentile. They got saved with the Galatians. They were Greeks that got saved. So he just mentions that in verse 28. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So then, we are not Abraham's seed. We're not Abraham's seed. We saw that the seed is through the loin of Abraham, through Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, 12 tribes. But those that God considered the children of Abraham were based upon faith. And what he is saying there is you were under the law. But what Paul came and preached was faith. The faith of who? Christ. So he's saying when you believe that, you become righteous by faith. Why does he say that? Because he goes back to Abraham in Genesis 15. And Abraham believed in the Lord and it was counted to him for righteousness. So it was his faith that he got righteous by. So he's showing these Jews who have turned from the gospel that your righteousness is by faith and you're going to be accounted as Abraham's seed. It all connects. It all connects. So it's the faith of Jesus Christ that he preached here. And he's just trying to reinforce that which they've been moved away from. Galatians chapter 1, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him. So he's got to go through this long storyline to show how the history of the Jews is to go back and claim Abraham. That's their patriarch. You saw it in John chapter 8. Oh, we have Abraham to our father. Jesus Christ said, no, you've got another father. It's the devil. He's a murderer from the beginning. That's what you are. And they point out, you've killed the prophets. They killed the Lord. Paul is part of all that. And so what we see revealed is out of the entirety of the seed, all Israel is not of Israel. It's just those that through time had faith in what was preached at their time. And Abraham's the example of believing in the Lord, faith, and it counted to him for righteousness. So any of the seed that would believe in the Lord would be the children of Abraham. So he's gone all the way back to there to show these Jews that Jesus Christ is that faith, and so consequently, the faith he is preaching today, when you believe on him, you become the children of Abraham. Who's he telling that to? The Jews. Not the Greeks. The Jews. He's telling them that. Because they were moved away from the hope of the gospel unto another gospel, which is not another. So he's reinforcing the faith of Jesus Christ to show them that. And then he goes further and shows them that not only Abraham, your father, was for you, Abraham, your father, was a blessing to the nations. Hence, you got some Greeks along there with you, and you're all one in Christ Jesus. There's no difference. I mean, it just starts enveloping itself. There's nothing worse than hearing somebody say, well, we're the seed of Abraham, and they quote that verse there in verse 29. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed. No, you're not. How are you going to be Abraham's seed? Well, Jesus Christ was Abraham's seed. I'm put in Christ. You're in a body. He's addressing the seed that came down. The natural birth. The reproductive process of the seed of Abraham is who he's addressing. When you've got Gentiles there, Greeks, they're not of that reproductive process. They're Greeks. They're Greeks. They don't trust in Christ and all of a sudden become a seed of Abraham. How's that work? It doesn't. So, he's straightening those Jews out that were saved, but they were moved from the hope of the gospel unto another. And by the way, they were under that law that was given by Moses. They were kept under it. It was a schoolmaster till the faith should come. And we know that faith has to do with Jesus Christ. He said, but now we're not under the schoolmaster. But somebody came behind Paul and put them back under the schoolmaster. So he's got to go back and explain using Abraham. What Abraham did was believe God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now, you go study the work of Abraham, and you'll see later he was commanded by God to do some things. So by faith, he did the works. And so by faith and works, Abraham was justified. But that account, and I shouldn't even have gone there, that account goes to the 12 in that group that was saved under Peter's ministry. They use Abraham and the works he did by faith. Paul uses Abraham by Abraham's faith in doing nothing, just believing in the Lord, and it was counted to him for righteousness. So Abraham's a great example, but folks, the reason why Abraham really does us no good, other than learning and understanding, which is good, but the reason why it does us no good is because we were of the nations that cursed that seed. And what did he pronounce in Genesis 12? Those that curse your seed, I will curse. So we were strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope in the world. But fortunately, God revealed to Paul that the gospel that he preached to this bunch first is now carried out to this bunch. And that's us today. Gentiles that have nothing to do with Israel. Matter of fact, you can't have nothing to do with Israel because they're fallen. God doesn't even recognize them today as a nation and as his people per se. So we're just out there without any hope till the faith of Christ through the gospel gets preached here and we believed. So you see, Abraham, in essence, is not an applicable thing for us today. It applied here with these Jews. Now you can say, well, we believe and we're made righteous and that could be an example to us. Well, it could be. I mean, you got examples. You can go back there. But specifically, what Abraham did here in Genesis chapter 15, believing in the Lord and it was counted to him for righteousness, that specifically is to these Jews here that Paul went to in his ministry, showing them that the law has nothing to do with justification. It is the faith of Jesus Christ whereby we're justified. So, all right, questions? I know you got them.
What about the seed? We're a new creature.
New creature, yeah, yeah. Well, they are too. I mean, anybody in the body of Christ is a new creature. But you gotta go in there and divide out groups just to understand. I mean, we're all one, we're all a new creature, but you gotta understand when Paul wrote, you know, I hear people say, you know, we say clip phrases like Romans through Philemon is written to us. Well, it is, but when you read it, Paul is writing to somebody, like Galatians. He's writing to those Jews of Galatia. For we were kept under the law. Well, that's not us. How do you say that that's to us? I mean, yeah, we read it because it's part of the body of Christ. And what it does, it helps us to understand the unfolding of God's wisdom and God's work to where we ultimately see him turning this thing over unto the nations that cursed Israel and would have nothing to do with them. Therefore, anybody can get saved today. Anybody. Wasn't true at the beginning because you had some nations that hated these Jews and would not go near the Jews. So the curse fell on them. Well, God ultimately revealed that this gospel that was preached to the Jew and the Greek is now going out to this bunch, and it's been that way for 1900 years now. And ultimately, it'll close up, and we'll be done and out of here. Woohoo! So.
And the majority of people have no idea, even have an idea about the curse, because they think they're spiritual Israel. And then it brings them right into the fold of Abraham's seed and Abraham's promises and everything else.
Yeah, it's true. I heard for years by different preachers that we're Abraham's seed based upon that verse 29. And, you know, for years I couldn't explain. It just didn't settle well with me. I'm like, okay, I know my mom and daddy. They got together and I'm here. How can I claim myself to be the descendant of this other family over here? Because I visited their house. or I live down the street, or I knew him. How does that happen? It can't happen. No more than a Gentile can claim to be the seed of Abraham. It can't happen. You know, spiritual Jews or spiritual Israel and all that other bunk. It just has no truth to it. We're Gentiles, and when we trust in Christ, we're still Gentiles in this flesh, but we're part of the body of Christ. And as Mike said earlier, we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. It's a whole new creation being done in Christ. So, anyhow.